This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today, live nationwide and around the world. And our next guest, the second hour, is a very talented actor. We know him for years on The Waltons, but he's done a lot of television since then, motion pictures, and now he's on tour in a play, To Kill a Mockingbird. Joining us, Richard Thomas. From Bar Rescue, John Taffer will be here, an actress that's done not only work on Broadway, but also on the big screen and the small screen. She's voicing a brand new animated series called Dig Man, and that's Dale Soles and Stephanie Humphrey and Courtney Alav with our lifestyle segment. And that's coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy Today.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
And we are back, live nationwide and around the world, with Ron Sedgy Today. And this is the theme from one of the real legendary shows back in the 70s, The Waltons. And joining us right now is my friend of many years and the star of that show, Richard Thomas.
Hi, Richard. How you doing, my friend?
Hi, just great. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you, too. You're up in New York, so it's rather chilly.
We're going to have more days in the 40s than in the 30s this week, so...
You know, it's amazing. I'm originally from the North. I left the North.
Right.
But there's always a sense of excuse for people up North. You talk to my mother-in-law, she says, oh, it's not bad, it's only 9 below and 4.
Well, you know, I'm a born and raised Manhattanite and lived in L.A. for 32 years, and we moved back here about 7 years ago. I love the season. So one of the reasons we came back was to be able to enjoy the change of seasons.
Well, you know, you say the seasons, and you're right. There's nothing prettier than New York in the winter or early spring like it is now. And that's about where it ends.
As long as the snow is fresh.
That's exactly right. Well, congratulations on another appearance on the Hallmark Channel.
Thank you.
I have said this before. I've said it to you that I really enjoy this channel because what they do is they actually make a movie, an original movie that you could put in the movie theaters. They do a great job.
Yeah, it's terrific. You know, I've made over 50 television movies in my career, and there are very few networks that are making them with any regularity anymore. Lifetime does it, of course,
yeah.
And the Hallmark Channel makes many of them. And so, number one, it's great. It's a form that I really like, and that I hope will come back. with strength. But also, I love working for the Hallmark Channel because, you know, a lot of the Waltons fan base, you know, the people who love to watch family programming,
right,
which is not necessarily geared to kids at all, but, you know, for the whole family, gravitate towards Hallmark because it's one of the few places left where you can enjoy that kind of programming. And so for that audience, I love to make a picture for them every couple of years.
The Hallmark Channel proves that you can make a great picture that the whole family can enjoy. It is possible, you know, Richard?
Well, of course it is. Yeah. And the stories are lovely. You know, this is I enjoyed this one very much. It's a very delicate movie, very, very sweet, good-natured comedy with it's very touching, I think. I mean, I haven't actually seen the finished picture, but in the making of it and in the script, I really did enjoy it. And it was very nice to play somebody actually close to my own age.
that's very good. Now, it's called Time After Time. It premieres on the 19th on the Hallmark Channel at 9 o'clock.
That's right.
And then, of course, the Hallmark Channel repeats it several times after that. So check your local listings. Time After Time, I thought it was a Cyndi Lauper movie at first.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
It does. Now, this is kind of unique. This is a second chance at life, isn't it? This is a second chance to do what you and I probably have thought about doing along with millions of other people. Go back and give it another shot.
Yeah, that's right. This character I play, who's in his 50s, just has an opportunity to get to, he goes back in time through some mistake and from the future and back to his early days in his 20s and has an opportunity to change a couple of decisions he made. But there have been movies about that kind of thing before. What was so interesting about this script was that rather than only seeing the younger self when he goes back, he actually meets his younger self when he goes back. So the older me and the younger me, played by a lovely young actor, work together to make these decisions. So it's unique in that he gets to meet his younger self as another character in the movie, and it's really lovely.
I really think that's the hook on this movie, Richard, because when you think about it, everybody wants to go back and say, if I had done it this way. And of course, to give it a little bit more flavor, we bring in the challenge of the high school sweetheart into the picture.
Yeah, exactly. And it has a lovely social message about small towns, and it has a lovely message about, you know, thinking very clearly about the decisions you make, because in fact, we don't get a chance to go back.
No.
And what's the lesson the movie teaches, it teaches in an oblique way, because this guy gets a chance to go back and try to make it right, and the whole point is we don't get that chance, so we really have to try to make it right in the moment, because the present is all we have.
Yeah, I guess it kind of makes the old adage, grass is greener on the other side, maybe it's not all that good to go back.
Well, you know, I've thought about this when I was making the picture, and, you know, we all think about it. What would I have done differently? What do I regret? You know, who did I not treat so well? What did I, you know, what career choices did I make that I might have made differently? But I suppose if one were unhappy in one's present state, you would look back and go, well, I wish I'd done a lot differently. But if you have a lot of happiness in your life in the present, then you have to figure that it all led you, one way or another, it all led you to the present place where you are now.
I agree.
And there are so many things. I mean, nobody's life is perfect, and everybody has sadnesses in their life, but there are so many things in my life that I love and that make me happy now that I really don't think I probably would be able to go back and change, because who knows if I would even have gotten to this good place.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And they always say, I love when people say, especially at class reunions, they'll sit around and say, boy, if we could only go back and know what we know now. You know, if you were the only person going back and the rest of the class didn't go back with you, you would be the teacher. Okay.
It's absolutely true.
If you went back with everybody knowing what they know now, it's even grounding in you. So it's a no-win situation.
Yeah, that's right. But it makes for a nice fantasy, which is why I enjoyed the movie.
Newsday said that Richard Thomas is one of the leading classical actors of his generation.
Wow.
How does that feel to have that kind of notoriety and critical acclaim?
Is that a recent quote?
Actually, I actually wrote that myself, Richard. I didn't want to say Ron Sedgie said this. I got it as a recent quote.
Yeah, because I just finished playing Timon of Athens, which is a little produced but very powerful Shakespeare play down at the Public Theater here in New York, and we had a great success with it, I was happy to say. And yes, of course, it makes me very happy because, you know, those are all those roles of those plays by all those playwrights, not just Shakespeare, are, they're very hard to do, but they're wonderfully rewarding, and I count myself very, very lucky that I've been able to have a career that encompasses that work as well.
It's amazing.
You know, it's so great. I mean, I can do a picture on Hallmark for the Waltons fan base and to do a family movie across America and a good quality television channel that I really enjoy. And then I get to be in my hometown playing Shakespeare. I mean, it can't be better than that.
No, it really isn't. And, you know, everyone, I know that everybody knows Richard from certain roles, but when you look down the list of all the things that he's done in television, All Quiet on the Western Front, Johnny Belinda, Roots, The Next Generation, Living Proof, the Hank Williams story, this true story of Laura Ingalls, on the big screen with Wonder Boys, Taking Woodstock, on stage, of course, with so much Broadway experience, Richard II, Richard III, Hamlet, and making appearances on Law & Order. It's phenomenal. Even doing voiceover work and taking gigs for me, as we talked about the last time.
That's right. I remember we had that conversation. You know, I mean, I think the trick is, the key is, it's just how long you manage to stay standing. I think that's right.
The last guy standing gets it all.
You just stay standing as long as you can. I mean, my career is now 50-some years old.
Wow.
And, you know, if you just can hang in there and keep your hat in the ring as long as possible, well, you know, you eventually get to do it all if you're lucky.
That's what I told somebody just the other day. And I always preach this. I say, what's the key to success? Perseverance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sooner or later, the enemy's just going to fall.
Well, the other thing is, you know, you can get your lucky break, and those are really, really, really important. You got to keep that ball rolling. You know, if you're lucky enough to get that break, which many of us do, you just got to try to keep that ball rolling. Rolling or in the air, or however, whatever metaphor you want to use.
However, in the case of Richard Thomas, along with luck and keeping the ball rolling, it's an enormous amount of talent, both as an actor and a producer. And
well, thank you.
And that is absolutely the truth. Where did you film Time After Time?
We filmed it up on Victoria, on Vancouver Island.
Oh,
you know,
wow, that's nice.
Near Victoria in British Columbia, Canada. It's so beautiful. We make a lot of pictures up there, up in the Vancouver area. And I'd been to Victoria before, but I never stayed there and made a picture. And it was a beautiful experience.
Wow, that's great country up there. Well,
yeah, really pretty.
19th, 9 o'clock. It's the premiere date of the Hallmark Channel's original movie, and it's called Time After Time. And then you can check your local listings for one of repeat. Emmy Award winner Richard Thomas is the star. And Richard, I don't have to ask you back here. You know you're welcome anytime.
It's always a pleasure, and I appreciate your interest in the picture. It always makes a difference.
That's nice words, and anything that you're in always comes out first class. That's why the interest.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Richard.
Have a great day.
You too, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Richard Thomas has been our guest.
And, of course, among so many things he's done in a remarkable career, we can't forget his role on The Waltons. In addition to all the stuff that we just talked about on the Hallmark Channel, he is currently touring with the show To Kill a Mockingbird. I saw it last week. He does a great job. He was here in Orlando. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, several years back, in fact, according to my calculations, probably about 6 seasons back when it comes to television business, our guest was on with us introducing a new show. Well, I got to tell you something. The new season of his show, the 7th season, returns this Sunday at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on the Paramount Network. It is called Bar Rescue. Joining us right now is John Taffer. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Ron. It's been too many years.
It has been too many years, but I want to tell you something. In the interim period, you have done one terrific job. I mean, this show is like the number one show on the Paramount Network. I mean, this is great for you. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. You know, I never thought it would run this long, buddy. I honestly thought I'd do a pilot and go home. Who would have ever thought that right now, as we speak, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do my 194th episode today. But yeah, it's been a heck of a run.
It has been a marvelous run, one that you certainly are proud of and have the right to be. You're an author, now in the podcast business, a philanthropist, a business consultant, a TV personality, an executive producer. And I got to tell you, John, I'd love to run down some of the past awards and accolades that you've had over the years, but there's too many to mention. And I understand going into another franchise called Marriage Rescue?
Well, Marriage Rescue, is a new show that we've done on Paramount. And it's, you know, sort of my direct a style of trying to help people with marriages. And we did 12 episodes of that, 6 episodes of that show, and I'm excited about it. We'll see. Either we'll do more of those or more Bar Rescue next year. We'll see which of the two makes sense. But both of them are very similar. You know, I love helping people work through problems. I love leaving people in a better place. It's very inspiring for me. So whether it's a business owner or a married couple, to me it's the same principle. I'm there to try to help them.
Yeah, but how much different is it to when you're talking about a bar and a marriage? I mean, a bar you can control, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, marriage is very similar. You know, and when you take a look at what makes a business work, it's very similar to what makes a marriage work. You know, continuity, a belief in each other, commitment, sacrifice. These are all the things that make a marriage work and make a business work.
Yeah.
You know, I found that accountability and being responsible for one's actions are the single underlying most important factor in both, whether it's a business or a marriage. So there's a lot of commonalities between the two.
Yes, you're right. You got some common denominators there. Now, this season, you're going to include some celebrity guests, too, right?
Oh, we are. We start with T-Pain Sunday night, which is really exciting. And then Marshawn Lynch is an amazing story of a very colorful NFL player who opened the bar in Oakland, his hometown. He named it after a friend of his, a teenage friend who was killed, and filled the bar all with ex-cons and neighborhood people who need a second chance.
And it's just an amazing story of a guy who really is trying to help his neighborhood and help his old friends in the neighborhood. But the bar's a mess. So I went in, and it's a heck of an episode. A lot of fighting, a lot of confrontation. But, you know, sometimes when you do these rescues, Ron, I teach them about business, and they teach me about life.
Yeah.
And that was one of those episodes where I learned an awful lot as well. One of my favorite ever. I think it's the third episode this season.
You know, I got to tell you something. I think that a lot of people that get into the bar business, and correct me if I'm wrong, is because they have so much fun when they go to a bar, but they don't have the business acumen.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a bar, running a bar is not very social. There's a lot of paperwork. You got to manage beverage costs, food costs, labor costs, insurance, utilities. It's a tough business. And if people get into it because of social motivations, I always tell them, build a bar in your basement. It's a lot cheaper.
I remember you telling me that once before. Now, you had a couple of new businesses endeavors that you started, Taffer's Mixologist and Taffer's Tavern, which I understand that you can get a franchise for if you, you know, qualify, obviously. But I love this idea of Taffer's Mixologist because you get all of these mixers that are already in the bottle. All you got to do is add the liquor.
Yep. So 2 years I worked on that project. I wanted to create the greatest mixers in the world. So we have 7 flavors. They're in Walmarts nationally. And I'm really, really proud of them. They're in glass bottles, so they're hot filled, so there's no preservatives in them. And they're sweetened with monk fruit, nut sugars. And I'm really proud of it. And then we just launched Taffer's Seltzer, Taffer's Craft Carbonated Cocktails. And we're in 5 states. That's 5% alcohol. And that's a seltzer that I'm very, very proud of. So we've been working on a number of things, but, you know, I tend to keep it pretty slow, Ron. It has to be something that excites me to do it. And the mixers took me 2 years before we'd get them to market.
But, you know, when you say you take it slow, you have your hands in a lot of things, and I give you an enormous amount of credit for being able to juggle all this, in addition to the work that you do for St. Jude's Ranch for Children and the Ronald McDonald House. I mean, I don't know how you have any time to relax with your wife and your daughter.
I don't. Fortunately, I love my work. I love the charitable work that I do, and I love it so much that it takes up almost 100% of my life. So I don't have a lot of time for personal things, but, you know, I do what matters to me. And giving up some personal time to help a Ronald McDonald House or help the St. Jude's, or and now I'm very involved in something called Keep Memory Alive, which is the Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health in Las Vegas with Cleveland Clinic. And, you know, we believe we're going to find a cures to Alzheimer's. So there's a number of charities that I'm involved in, and most of my personal time goes to that type of work.
John, you got to do me a favor, okay? You have to be able to come and visit us, not every 6 seasons, okay? I mean, you really got to come back because you're quite a guy, and I enjoy this show. I mean, I'm not in the bar business, but I am in business, and there's so many similarities that you have with no matter what the business is that you're in, and you know that being a consultant. So you got to do me a favor and return sooner than later, you know what I mean, my friend?
It's a deal, buddy. I promise.
Okay. And the new season of Bar Rescue, the 7th season of the show, returns this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on Paramount Network, and it stars our guest and friend, John Taffer. John, thanks for joining us. You're always welcome here. You know that.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Looking forward to it. Quite a guy. Talk about someone who keeps busy. It's him. He's got so many things going. He's got these new endeavors that he comes up with. He's got, of course, now, as I mentioned before, the 7th season of Bar Rescue. And now he's got a marriage rescue, which is doing well for him, too. But I don't know how bar business and marriage business can coincide, but apparently he's found a way to do it. You know, we talk a lot about our website, ronsedgy.com. And that's a site that you can go to hear our latest show on demand 24/7. But another site that we have that we mention lightly during the show, and that is called SedgySings.com. I don't know if a lot of you know about it, but back in 1972, I had the honor of being nominated for a couple of Grammy Awards. Now, you know, we didn't win it, but just the honor of being nominated was really great. So I got interested in doing live performances, and for many years did it with a relatively small group. Well, the past 4 or 5 years, I formed a 15-piece orchestra, and we have had all kinds of success and great welcomes in so many of the places that we have played. So if you get a chance, check out SedgySings.com. That's SedgySings.com. And maybe one day we'll be coming to your town. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. An outbreak of tornadoes and strong thunderstorms across Mississippi and Alabama has killed at least 26 people. Search and rescue operations are ongoing. The trail of destruction is over 100 miles, with at least 12 tornadoes hitting the area. All but one of the deaths so far is in Mississippi. Idaho will now allow execution by firing squad. Julie Ryan has more.
Governor Brad Little signed the legislation Friday after the state has experienced difficulty in securing drugs needed to carry out lethal injections. Idaho is now the fifth state in the nation to allow death by firing squad.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is on the road to recovery. McConnell recently suffered a concussion rib fracture after a fall earlier this month. Earlier today, he announced he's been released from the inpatient physical therapy facility where he spent the last week recovering. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Secchi today. Our next guest is multi-talented. Whether she's on Broadway, off-Broadway, on the big screen, or on television, she does everything. Orange is the New Black is a show that she won a Screen Actors Guild Award 3 times. You've seen her on Whose Life Is It Anyway on Broadway and musical Hair. She's part of a new show that is the brainchild of Andy Samberg on Wednesday evening at 10:30 on Comedy Central. Joining us right now is Dale Soles. Hi, Dale. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, Ron. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Yeah, this is a very funny Dick Man, it's called.
Yeah.
And it's a very funny adult animated adventure comedy series. That's a mouthful. And as you said, it premieres at 10:30 Eastern Time. It follows South Park.
On Comedy Central?
Yeah. It's just very funny. When I first got the material from the audition, I read through, I was like, oh, this is good. It's a lot of fun. It's a world where archaeologists are the rock stars. Rip Digman, which is the character that Andy Samberg plays, the absolute top of the heap in this rock star world of the anthropologist, and now he's at the bottom when we meet him. He's just at the bottom of the heap, and he's trying to claw his way back up. I play his assistant, his longtime office manager, Agatha, and she's all business. She loves him, but it's tough love, and she's a gambler. She's got a very sardonic wit. It's fun.
Well, I got to tell you something. I am in awe of your talent because I think it takes a real special individual to be able to do Broadway on stage where you have all the accoutrements with the laughter or the sadness or the applause and then go into a studio all by yourself and act basically alone. I mean, that takes an enormous amount of perseverance, dedication, and know-how to make it happen because a lot of times people are either very comfortable in a setting like I'm in right now or kind of alone versus a setting where they've got to speak in front of a lot of people or the reversal of that. And you do both of them perfect.
Right. Well, it's funny that you mentioned, like, what with the situations we're in now, you're probably in a proper studio. I'm sitting in my fourth floor walk-up in the closet, which is now my studio.
See, if you wouldn't have told me that, I would have thought you were in a big studio right now.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've always wanted to do in life is to be in one of those costumes that they have at halftime at football games and act like a complete idiot, and nobody would know who you are. And when you're doing these kind of animated voice things, you can kind of do that. Do they take the mannerisms of you actually doing the voiceovers and add it to the character? Because I've heard that be the case sometimes.
Yes, I think that absolutely happens sometimes. They're doing motion capture sometimes. They're filming you while you're doing it. At the end of a session, you'll be asked to do a grunt as though you were running, grunt as though you were pouring something down, laugh, cry. You know, so they'll get a whole lot of other kinds of responses that are not dialogue, and then fit it in. You know, I learned a lot. I've learned a lot in the last few years doing the voiceover,
But, you know, it's not new to you. I mean, you played Darby Steele in the Disney Pixar film.
Lightyear. That's right. He definitely had some aspects of Frida from Orange is the New Black.
Right.
You know, they were both MacGyvers. They both did time. Frida was still doing time when we last saw her, but Darby was on, by being a ranger, a space ranger, she could get some time off her parole, so she was in a little freer situation. There were a lot of similarities.
I just hit the tip of the iceberg on all the stuff that you have done. Of course, I mentioned Orange is the New Black, where you won 3 Screen Actors Guild Awards. And
I did with the rest of my cohorts. That was an ensemble award. That was best ensemble all 3 years. Yeah.
And we mentioned, of course, groundbreaking musical Hair, and then Whose Life Is It Anyway? The Crucible, Girl Under Grain. At the Lincoln Center, you were there also for shows for days.
Sure, I've been doing this for over 50 years, so there's pages and pages, you know.
Yeah. I once gave a list of things that Steve Allen did, and he said, geez, he says, sounds like an obituary. Don't read it that way. And I said, well, you got a good
point. Exactly. I must be dead if I did all that.
That's exactly
That's
right.
That's very funny. I just had a hat put in and some sheet music that Stephen Schwartz wrote from The Magic Show, which I did on Broadway for 4 years. I just had my Lion Tamer's top hat put into the museum. But then you really know you're old.
Yeah. You did that Magic Show with Doug Henning, didn't you, Dot?
That's right. Yeah. Yes. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to learn a whole other profession. Yeah.
When you saw Hair and you were going to be in that.
Yeah.
And, of course, that was groundbreaking in itself. What did you think? Because that shook a lot of people, especially on Broadway, because there was nothing really left to the imagination. Yeah, right.
Yes. Although that was it wasn't even a full minute that the nude scene took place. I think that's what you're referring to.
Yes, right? Yes.
When I first saw Hair, it had been first at the Public Theater, and then it closed down there, and then it moved to the Cheetah Nightclub for a couple of a month. And before it moved to Broadway, before Michael Butler saw it and they financed the change and the director and everything to Broadway, but I so fell in love with it that I was at that time the electrician on Boys in the Band, the first off-Broadway production. And I started auditioning for Hair when it opened in 68, and I auditioned for 2 years before I got in, 24 times.
Really? Really?
Yes, sir. Yep, about once a month for 2 years, if you evened it all out. And I finally got in. So I fell in love with it. It was like the professional, the personal, the political all came together for me. And the music, I still think, holds up.
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I look at all the things that you do. I guess the next venture is to write a book about this, because, I mean, you have done virtually every type of venue that there is to do in show business. Television, Broadway, off-Broadway, animation. I mean, you've done it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very grateful to have been able to work in all those aspects of storytelling. And, I have a project called the Community Stories Project where I listen, gather other people's stories, and I am in the process of trying to organize my writings of the last 40 years, because I think you're right. I think, as they say, as I say, the ultimate deadline is coming up,
Yeah, I think they call it the final curtain.
Yeah, there's no curtain call after that one, yeah.
That's the last
so
one.
I'd like to try and get whatever writing I'm going to do out into the world prior to that particular moment.
Well, I got to tell you something. You are a valued person in the entertainment business. There is no question about it.
Well, that's very lovely of you to say. I appreciate that very much.
Well, it's true.
I really do.
When you turn around and say true things, it's easy to come up with the verbiage to do it, because it's not a PR release. This is the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And now it's Wednesdays at 10:30 on Comedy Central, and it's called The Dig Man, and it stars, of course, one of our treasured actresses in the entertainment business, Dale Soles. Dale, you're a great guest. You got to come back and join us again when you have more time.
Anytime. I'd love to join you. And it follows South Park, which may be, something for them, the audience. Yeah, if you're a South Park fan, you can just leave it on, as Andy says. Even if you don't watch it, get us some ratings.
Well, we're going to do that. And I have to tell you something. I am a huge South Park fan. And the first time I showed it to my late mother, she said, I paid for your college so you could watch this. And I said, Mom, this is great entertainment.
I know. Well, I have to tell you that the first time I saw it, I had that similar response. So what did you say, your grandmother or your mother?
My mother, yeah.
Your mother. I had a similar response the first time I saw it. Yeah, I had this sort of, acquire a taste, but I did. I love it.
I love it, too. Thanks, Dale, so much. Good luck with the show, and we'll be watching, and we'll welcome your return, okay?
Thank you very much, Ron. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here. What a lovely lady, a grand lady of theater. Big screen, small screen, and now the voice on Digman, 10:30 Wednesday nights on the Comedy Central channel. It's the brainchild of Andy Samberg. I failed to mention the other celebrities that are voicing the characters on Digman, and they include, in addition to Dale and Andy Samberg, Maya Rudolph, Jason Schwartzman, Daniel Radcliffe, and Jane Lynch. This is going to be a good show. I'm listening to Dale talk about her time that she spent on Broadway with the musical Hair. They got me thinking about the song Hair, because it was such a huge hit. So I'm going to play that for you as we go out of this segment with Ron Segi today.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxen. Give me down to there. Shoulder length.
Researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are listening to Ron Segi today. A recent survey that shows that 76% of Americans say they made at least one financial mistake in 2022. Joining us right now is a consumer financial advocate for Credit Karma. Courtney Alev is with us. Hi, Courtney. How are you?
Doing great.
Am I incorrect in assuming that the majority of people out there lost control of their finances at probably one of the inopportune times in our society the last few years?
Yeah, there's a lot going going on right now. It's hard not to see the news and hear about the doom and gloom, things going on between inflation and the macroeconomic uncertainty. So it is a really hard time for many Americans. The good news is we don't need to repeat those mistakes that we all made in 2022.
For some people, that is an overwhelming chore.
Mm-hmm. It is incredibly overwhelming. And the number one mistake we heard people make was that last year they didn't save any money. Really encouraging everybody to make saving a habit. And it sounds so easy, but yet can be so hard, especially when things are getting so much more expensive. One thing that we recommend is to pay yourself first.
Now, what is the 50-30-20 rule?
Yes. What it means is you want to look at everything you have coming in each month and put half of that, the 50, toward your needs, your rent, or your mortgage, groceries, gas, the things you have to have. We recommend people try to put 20% towards financial goals. That's where the 20 comes in. And that could be something like paying down credit card debt. It could be saving for a house, saving for emergencies. And then that leftover part, that 30%, that's what we'd call our wants, those things that you like to have but don't necessarily need. A fairly simple framework that people can try to implement. Credit cards can be really great if you are using them responsibly. But if you're spending more on your credit cards than you actually have to pay off during the month, you can start getting into a cycle of debt. And that's really what we want to avoid because, especially with interest rates as high as they are, it's really expensive to carry debt. Absolutely. You know, everyone's personal financial journey is so different.
Can we go for more information?
It is serious stuff. Download the Credit Karma app. You can also go to creditkarma.com and visit our website.
Courtney, great information. Consumer financial advocate for Credit Karma. Our guest is Courtney Alave. Courtney, thank you so much for joining us. All of this information that you have disseminated to us is very important. And we want to stay on top of it, not only now, but throughout the year. So please join us again.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too, Courtney. Technology is fantastic. Something new every single day. But, you know, sometimes, certainly for an older demographic, it could be a little confusing. And it makes life easier, but at times it can be a little dicey. Joining us right now, and someone's going to give us a lot of help in that arena. She spent 2 years as the technology contributor, a syndicated radio show that Harry Connick Jr. had. She also is a contributor to ABC News and Good Morning America. She spent some time as a contributor to Ebony Magazine. Joining us right now is Stephanie Humphrey. Hi, Stephanie. Stephanie, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm fantastic, Ron. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'm glad that you are here, and I failed to mention that you have a book out of Don't Let Your Digital Footprint Kick You in the Butt, and man, the ship has sailed for me in that arena. I'm so confused, you have no idea. But tell us how technology makes life easier, and it should make life easier, but sometimes the ways of getting through the knowledge of learning about technology can be a little stressful.
It can be. But tech really can save you a lot of time and money if you let it. But it's important to stay ahead of the curve when we're talking about technology, right? Set aside a little time, maybe every day, maybe once a week, but really dive in and with those tech tools that you use regularly or that you think you might want to use so that you can get a better appreciation and how they make your life a little bit easier.
I think one of the fallacies when it comes to technology that a lot of people believe technology is for big business. You don't use it for everyday affairs. You do.
Every single thing you do. And you know, so let's start with shopping. But before you buy anything, you should start shopping by heading to Slick Deals. Now, this is a community of 12 million shoppers helping shoppers. You get the best deals. They're vetted from your favorite retailers. So you can find everything you need from laptops to cameras and more. But you know you're getting the best product at the best price. So this is kind of like having, you know, a million friends share in deals. Then you can set a deal alert. You get notified when that deal gets matched, and then you start saving money right away.
I've heard of that, and I think that is a sensational idea. Now, what about software? How do you know what to even get?
You have a student in your life, or maybe a teacher, or maybe you do a little bit of, you know, graphic design and things like that. Adobe Express, first of all, it's free, so we love it already, but it's a free web and mobile-based app, and it really has the easy-to-use tools and templates that's going to help students and teachers take those classroom projects from good to great, from posters to portfolios, and a lot more. College students have a chance to win $10,000 if they share a school project that showcases their creativity. So if you head to adobe.com/express, you can take advantage of this awesome free tool, but college students might also be able to pick up some extra cash as well. Society make us believe we need to run out and buy the latest and greatest thing, and
right.
You don't always need the latest and greatest thing. So figure out what you do in your house every day. Figure out if there's a tech solution for that thing. And then start there. And as you start seeing, like, oh, wow, I didn't realize I could save money with Slick Deals, or I could budget with Affirm, or I could do all the flyers for my church with Adobe Express, let me use those things. And now maybe you start feeling a little more comfortable to add more tech into your life. Identity theft and hacks and all of those different things that can happen. So I would say, you know, at the start of the year, look at your password, check out when the last time was that you reset them, because you should be doing that regularly as well, and then get a password manager. Now, what that's going to do for you is you'll be able to store those passwords, but you'll also be able to generate strong passwords. So none of that password 123 stuff. And you keep them all in one place, and you get protected. But that is a really, really good place to start with protecting yourself online with a password manager.
Where can we go, Stephanie, for more information on this?
You can head on over to tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com is where you should go. Stephanie, it was great talking with you. We look forward to having you back, and thanks for the advice. It's very appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
Our guest has been Stephanie Humphrey, contributor to ABC News, with some great suggestions of how to clean up your finances and get everything in order just to be more copacetic in what you're doing in life. Well, that concludes our lifestyle section of our show. I want to thank our two guests for joining us during this portion of the program, and they include Stephanie Humphrey, technology, lifestyle, and expert, and an author. And also want to thank, from Credit Karma, Courtney Alave, who also is giving us some suggestions how to keep our finances straight. And I think that theme kind of runs through this portion of the show. By the way, if you've missed any portion of this program and you want to hear it in its entirety, you can visit our website, which is ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. We're going to take a brief pause, but we'll be back with more live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi Today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgie today, and I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. Country sensation Crystal Gayle, the man who created the most famous dance in music history, Chubby Checker with the twist from the Spinners, Jesse Peck. Also want to thank Richard Thomas. He's on tour right now with a great stage play, To Kill a Mockingbird, from Bar Rescue John Taffer, actress Dale Souls, and Stephanie Humphrey and Courtney Alaif in our lifestyle segment. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.